Data breaches and online identity crime are becoming more and more common, with personal information like your name, address, passwords, credit card numbers all at risk of being compromised. The estimation that 5% of all Australians lose money each year through identity crime is even more of a cause for worry. Now, Dr. Cassandra Cross is a senior lecturer in the School of Justice from the Queensland University of Technology and joins me now to explain how we can keep our information safe. Thank you for joining us this morning, Cassandra.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So, I mean, it seems, you know, it seems like an important issue, but why is it so important? Just break it down for us a little bit.
I think it's becoming an increasingly important and prevalent issue just because of the volume of data breaches that we seem to be experiencing with numbers of companies both here in Australia and overseas, and also related to the fact that as individuals, we do have a lot of personal information that we have out online. We have very strong digital footprints and information that we're sharing with organisations that sometimes gets exposed in ways that we're not aware of.
And there's a lot of journalism or a lot of, you know, awareness of that big data breaches have occurred. But how common are data breaches, not only these sort of, you know, comprehensive Equifax kinds, but also like smaller ones?
Yeah, I think that's an interesting question. I don't necessarily think we've had an accurate understanding of just how many companies do get breached and the extent, I guess, of that victimization. Some of that relates to the fact that companies themselves may not realize that they have been breached, either through their own security systems or through third parties, that they have some arrangement in terms of sharing data. But I think that as we become more aware of these things, as security practices improve, and also with the introduction of the mandatory reporting legislation that came in earlier this year, there is an increasing awareness both of organisations and I think consumers as well around what's happening. And I think that's why we're seeing an increase in media reporting and perhaps having a greater awareness of it.
And you stress the importance, Cassandra, of distinguishing between identity compromise and misuse. Can you explain the distinction there?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think the majority of us as individuals probably would have experienced our data being compromised in some way. So that just means that some aspect of our personal information has likely been breached or exposed in one of the, as you said, one of the many large data breaches that have occurred out there, or one of the smaller ones. But just because our information has been compromised or exposed doesn't necessarily mean that we are victims of identity crime, which is where the offenders actually take that information and commit fraud or theft or any other kind of numbers of incidents. So luckily, there's far fewer individuals who experience identity misuse as a result of these data breaches compared to those of us who likely just have partial information exposed to the world.
And an attitude I definitely have come across and I experience myself sometimes is it feels like you're handing over your personal information to so many people all over the place. It feels like kind of an uphill struggle to feel like you're actually protecting it in any way. You know, what mindset should we approach or approach data breaches with in that sense?
I mean, it is difficult because we do give control over our information. So in many instances, it's a requirement of us to give over different aspects of our personal information in order to do business with a company, in order to receive their service. And if we're faced with the decision of giving over our personal information or not, not doing that may result in the fact that we don't get to engage in a particular business, we don't receive a particular service, and that's not really an option. So I think it's just important for us as individuals to be aware of the level and extent of personal information that we're giving out to different companies. In some cases, I think we can question companies as to why they need particular pieces of information that we might not be comfortable with. And it's also around monitoring our accounts, having good security practices ourselves, and also just being aware, trying to keep up to date when details are compromised, to put actions in place to try and reduce the likelihood that we do become victims of actual identity crime as such.
So if people have found that their data has been compromised, what steps should they take?
Yep, so certainly the easiest one is just around password management. And it's really difficult because we have so many different accounts and so many different passwords, but the research certainly indicates that some individuals don't have very strong passwords, and they also use the same password across multiple platforms. So that means if your password is exposed in one data breach, then offenders might be able to access multiple platforms in your name based on that password. So using a password manager can be quite useful. And again, it doesn't completely remove the likelihood that it can be compromised, but it certainly has greater security than some of the other practices out there. And it's also just, if you are made aware that your details have been compromised, to be aware of phishing attacks, emails that you may receive trying to get further information about you, because most of these data breaches will only release a partial, I guess, idea of who you are. So if offenders want to commit crimes in your name or commit fraud and theft, then they will probably need a more holistic picture of you. So they might also target your contacts if mm-hmm. your social media has been compromised to try and get a fuller picture of your identity in order to do something.
And why has, you know, data breaches, why have they kind of become so common nowadays, or why does it seem like they're way more prevalent than they were like a year or two ago?
I think there's a few things. I think it's offenders are increasingly realizing the value of personal information. So they're recognizing the fact that personal information can be just as valuable to them as money itself. So we have to remember that the criminals are always after financial reward. Mm-hmm. And this is just, I guess, definitely not a new way, but it's an increasingly popular way for offenders to get that financial reward. And I think it's also just because society as a whole, we are doing more and more of our business and everyday life online. So there's a greater digital footprint out there for individuals. There's greater capacity for information to be exposed.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Cassandra, for joining us this morning to talk about it.
No worries. Thank you.